Okay, this one is called the Sneetches. Let's see here. The Sneetches. Talk into those. Now the Starbelly Sneetches had bellies with stars. The Plain Belly Sneetches had none upon theirs. Those stars weren't so big. They were really so small. You might think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But because they had stars, all the Starbelly Sneetches would brag, "We're the best kind of sneetches on the beaches." With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort. "We have nothing to do with a plain belly sort." And whenever they were out walking, they'd hike right on past them without even talking. When the Starbelly children went out to play ball, could a plain belly get in the game? No, not at all. You could only play if your bellies had stars, and the plain belly children had none upon theirs. When the Starbelly Sneetches had Frankfurter roast, or picnics or parties, or marshmallow toast, they never invited the Plain Belly Sneetches. They left them out cold in the dark of the beaches. They kept them away, never let them come near, and that's how they treated them, year after year. Then one day, it seems, while the Plain Belly Sneetches were moping and doping along on the beaches, just sitting there wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger zipped up in the strangest of cars. "My friends," he announced in a voice clear and clean, "my name is Sylvester McMonkey McBean. And I've heard of your troubles, I've heard you're unhappy, but I can fix that, I'm the fixer of Jappy. I've come here to help you, I have what you need, and my prices are low, and I work at great speed, and my work is 100% guaranteed." Then quickly, Sylvester McMonkey McBean put together a very peculiar machine, and he said, "You want stars like a Starbelly Sneetch? My friends, you can have them for $3 each. Just pay me your money and hop right aboard." So they clambered inside, and the big machine roared. And it clonked, and it bonked, and it jerked, and it burnt. And it bopped them about, but the thing really worked. When the Plain Belly Sneetches popped out, they had stars. They actually did. They had stars upon ours. Then they yelled at the ones who had stars at the start, "We're exactly like you. You can't tell us apart. And we're all just the same now, you old smarties. And now we'll go to your Frankfurter parties." "Good grief," groaned the ones who had stars at the first. "We're still the best sneetches, and they are the worst. But now, how would we know," they all frowned, "which kind is what, and the other way around?" Then up came McBean with a very sly wink, Sam Grenache. And he said, "Things are not quite as bad as you think. So you don't know who's who, that's perfectly true. But come with me, friends, do you know what I'll do? I'll make you again the best sneetches on beaches, and all it will cost you is $10 eaches." "Belly stars are no longer in style," said McBean. "What you need is a trip through my star-off machine. This wonderful contraption will take off your stars, so you won't look like the Sneetches who have them on theirs." And that handy machine, working very precisely, removed all the stars from their tummies quite nicely. Then with snoots in the air, they paraded about. They opened their beaks and they let out a shout. "We know who is who, there isn't a doubt. The best kind of sneetches are the sneetches without." Then, of course, those with stars got frightfully mad. To be wearing a star now was frightfully bad. And, of course, old Sylvester McMonkey McBean invited them into his star-off machine. Then, of course, from then on, as you probably guessed, things got into a horrible mess. All the rest of that day, on those wild screaming beaches, the fixer-up Chappie kept fixing up Sneetches. Off again, on again, in again, out again. Through the machines, they raced round about again, changing their stars every minute or two. They kept paying money. They kept running through. Until neither the plane nor the starbellies knew whether this one was one or that one was this one or which one was who and which one was that one and who was who and what is going on. Then when every last cent of their money was spent, the fix-it-up Chappie packed up and he went. He laughed as he drove in his car up the beach. They'll never learn. No, you can't teach a Sneetch. But McBean was quite wrong. I'm quite happy to say that the Sneetches got really quite smart on that day. The day they decided that Sneetches are Sneetches, and no one kind of Sneetch is the best on the beaches. That day all the Sneetches forgot about stars, and whether they had one or not upon theirs. The end.